Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin. I'm gonna have the Periscope on today, and I'm actually recording this after. It's a long one today. It's long, but fuck it, you might like it. Some, you know, skip around. But yeah, because when the Periscope's going, I get to interact with people, and it's fun. But I lost this part because I didn't turn on my Zoom thing. Right, but I have to read this letter. I got this amazing letter that kind of sums up what happens with social media and stuff. This is genius. It's from a listener. He writes, Owen, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for the content you provide. Thank you for your comedy, your insights, and your willingness to share so much about yourself. I'm sure you hear this all the time, but you've truly made a positive impact on my life. With that said, the reason I'm writing is reality versus our social media internet influenced reality. Okay, this is so fucking interesting. Check this out. Many times before, you've talked about how unbelievably easy it is for social media to influence and shape our perception as to what's actually happening in the real world. The most obvious example of this being politics. Left, right, liberal, conservative, Trump, Hillary, etc. But I do want to provide a different example of how easily social media can influence the way we act and behave. To set up what I'm about to say, I want to share this. I'm a 30-year-old, happily married, two incredible kids, live in Seattle, college-educated, very open-minded, and most importantly, conscious, as in aware of social and political world we live in. I'm also white, and I have dreadlocks. Yes, this is relevant. Now I've had dreadlocks for 3 months. However, I grew my hair out for 1 year prior to starting my dreadlocks. In that year, I spent a ton of time on social media, the internet, and YouTube, researching dreadlocks. The only thing I cared to know was what to expect from an actual technical practical side of having dreadlocks. But regardless of what I researched, I always wound up on a website, thread, or video debating whether or not white people should have dreadlocks. Literally, it always came down to white versus black, cultural appropriation, and who owns dreadlocks. Again, I consider myself to be an intelligent, alert, conscious individual. Yet here I was, slowly but surely, starting to find myself scared shitless about the implications of the hairstyle I was about to choose. My reality was starting to be influenced, big time. I began to believe that this was a huge issue, something that surely everyone would be in tune with. I was very close to not getting dreadlocks because I was terrified that I would be attacked, mocked, made fun of the second I left my house. I was genuinely scared of what would happen if I, a white man with dreads, encountered a black man or woman. Would I get yelled at? Would they call me out? Would I be looked at as appropriating someone's culture? Nonetheless, I stuck to my guns and I started my dreads. What happened next? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. Literally no one cared that I now had dreadlocks. Since starting my dreads, I've interacted with maroon, white, purple, black, green, blue, and orange people. No one has said a goddamn thing about my hair, good or bad. No one has treated me different. No one has treated me with hostility. No one has yelled at me for cultural appropriation. Turns out this is not an issue in the real world, just on the internet. I've fallen into this trap of allowing my social worldview to be shaped and influenced by social media, the internet, and YouTube. I understand this is a silly example. I understand how easily someone could write this off as, really? And this applies to me how? But I feel that this is exactly what happens to everyone on a daily basis on all kinds of issues. No matter how insignificant or significant they seem, even myself, an intellectual person, fell into this trap. Needless to say, I learned from the experience and I'm a better person because of it. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Thank you so much, Owen. You are an inspiration to us all. Cheers. That story sums it up. And I love that it's about dreadlocks because it's such an innocuous and obviously benign thing that it's the perfect way of showing that, like, we can start thinking we live in a world that we don't really live in, you know, that people are against us, that aren't against us. And as someone who's traveled the country and the world, the monsters that the media tries to portray are not as daunting as they say, you know? I've been with gay couples in the deep South who are holding hands and no one cares. I've been walking around Compton in the middle of the night myself alone and no one mugged me. You can wear a cowboy hat into a San Francisco gay bar. Actually, that'd be kind of hot, maybe, for gay guys. My point is, we're a lot more unified than we think. But sadly, this false representation of reality is actually starting to really divide people that aren't divided. And I hope we can get through it, just based on listening to podcasts and alternative sources of media and news. Because the news is bullshit. You know? It is. And the people they say hate you don't really hate you. Some might, but it's not what people think. And the fear-mongering and the race-baiting and the gender-baiting is destructive. And it only benefits the people that get paid per click. Because all animals are more motivated by fear than they are of pleasure. Because over millions of years, if you didn't have a very strong fear response, you would be killed by a lion. And if you had a... if you didn't have a very strong pleasure drive, you could still survive, you know? You could just meander over to the banana or the sex and be like, fine. But if you didn't just immediately react to the rustling in the bushes or the elders that told us that we may want to stay away from this type of shellfish, you died. So we've been bred not to hate, but to be fearful of those... of things that we're told hate us. And throughout this podcast, you know, I analyze some stand up, you know, I keep it real. Shout out to Blue Apron and Audible and the sponsors. But there, I definitely dive into some stuff with politics, not in that tribal good side, bad side, but in the ethics. Like, find your ethics and stick to them. Should people be allowed to speak? Should race determine what job you get or who gets to speak? Should gender determine who gets to speak, what job you get? And think of these ethics, think of these morals, a moral code, and then look at people making policy decisions and people making statements in public and really think about what you believe in. That's the thing, is social media does fact divide us unnecessarily. You can go to the deep south if you're gay and hold your boyfriend's hand and no one cares. You can go to the deepest, blackest part of Compton and you can be really white and no one cares. You can go to the cornfield if you're black and no one cares. It's all invented and it's doing so to sell you things. I have some other stuff. I'm not going to rant too much. And I'm not ranting to be anti anything. I'm pro happiness. I'm pro peace. And the only reason I care is because I have a son and because I have a career that relies on free speech. Would I do Adam Carolla's podcast? Of course. I have tons of respect for that guy. Here we go. I got another one. There's one that I think is pretty amazing too. It's actually a negative one against the big bear. What do we got here? I can't find it, but it was hilarious. Was it a... did he give me the other email? Well, it was funny. I wanted to read it because the guy was funny, but he was definitely ripping into me. But there was an irony to it. Can't find it. Well, the basic gist was, he was like, yeah, I love your podcast, but you repeat yourself a lot. And he was like, if I got to hear about the Koreans in that Malcolm Gladwell book one more goddamn time, I'm going to kill myself. And I was laughing. And then he started like digging some more. And then he was like, and the Koreans in the Gladwell book, man, I got to find this. It's because you can't write it this good. But the irony was he kept repeating the criticism. And the criticism was me repeating myself. Dude, I'm all right. There's another guy. Dude, I'm listening to your new pod, and I can't believe you're reading anything by Thomas Sowell. I can see why you didn't mention the author. I can see why you didn't mention the author, though. That can certainly get you in trouble. Yeah, that's I'm not one to back down from trouble when trouble is hypocrisy. Yeah, Thomas Sowell is a genius. He's an economist who wrote Black, Redneck, White, Liberal. And it's brilliant because it's what I lived with. It's what we all lived with. And we all know is true, which is culture is the major thing that affects you, not race. Because I'm not a racist. And a lot of liberals are racist. Like they're like, oh, black people can't do this or they need help. It's like, no, rednecks and a lot of black culture have the same problems. It's a culture that doesn't value education and values violence and like small groups that hate everybody else, and that's the problem. And it affects black people more than white people because unfortunately they had to adapt this culture when they were slaves in America. That's why a lot of successful black people in America come from the Caribbean or Africa because it's a different culture, okay? So this guy is a Stanford professor. He went to Harvard. He's a wonderful writer. And of course, what do you think he's called? He's called a racist. Thomas Sowell is black. And he was born in 1930 in North Carolina and then moved to Harlem. And he's a genius.
The data some years ago on women who had been working continuously since high school into the thir into the, their 30s, there you found that they were making slightly more than men of the
Yeah,
same
it's still true, by the way. There is sexism in the world, and it's against mothers. But that's the irony of feminism. As feminism is trying to make it seem like women in the workplace are exploited, mothers are the ones that don't get enough support. Isn't that interesting? And I'm not a zealot. I'm not a preacher. I'm not going to go down any of these rabbit holes. But like, black and white with the same education make the same amount of money. Women and men that have had the same amount of work experience make a similar amount of money. There is no difference. The moms that have to, that's like my wife, Amy, right now is with our son and not working. And if she wanted to go back into engineering, she would be years behind the men. That is the disadvantage. Child rearing and culture is what keep people back, not gender and race. If you apply it to gender and race, you ensure that nothing will ever be done positively for these people. That's why I care, because this makes for people that can't possibly get out of their poverty. Interesting to listen to this as I'm about to become a mother for the first time in May. Congratulations. There's nothing better than being a mom. Like seeing how happy my wife is and how happy our son is, it's like there's nothing better in the world. And I think women shortchange themselves by not seeing the honor and unbelievable magic that is creating life. I think that to make it like, oh, women are as good as men. Women are better than men, in many, many very incredibly like ways that we need. He's not giving proper answers. He's ignoring her points. I'd love to hear your point. Like, what point is he ignoring? Because I've watched probably 30 or 40 hours of this guy, and I've read his books, and I know his background. And I don't, so far, I haven't seen any of his points be beaten. I don't know how else to put it. It's like the 30-year-old man lives in his mom's basement. This 30-year-old man lives in his mom. Nothing wrong with that. Basements are cool. I want to have so much respect for you. Oh, thank you. I'm in my basement right now. It's my favorite part of the house. And I got a nice house, but my basement is amazing. No shame in basements. Yeah, I think that people are missing the whole point of human nature and how making babies and being a mother and creating life is unbelievably important. I literally learned so much more from you than I did in school. Oh, thanks. Well, my parents are teachers and my brother's a teacher. So even though I'm a comedian, sometimes it's tough for me not to go on my little soapbox. But I try not to be one-sided. Like, I'm not in a political party or I'm not like an ideologue in any way. I think the right can sound very callous, but I think the left's inability to face real truths of human nature end up hurting people more. You know, Sal was talking about how when he grew up in Harlem in the 40s, he never heard a gunshot. And that, like, a lot of times he believes the welfare state was really bad for the people he grew up with. But my kids are my proudest achievements, even if society doesn't rate it. I'm a single mom of four. I would love to go back to work, but I would struggle financially. Exactly. That's where women need help. I wonder if it would be equal amounts of pay when the baby were born, mom or dad stayed at home. Interesting. Yeah, if the dad stayed home, I bet they'd have the same problem that women face. I literally think that it really is just numbers. It's not hate or sexism. I think it's just if I had a job where people were just continuously getting promoted and I stayed home with Walter for 5 years and I went back into the workforce, I would be making less money than other men in my job. I have three and stay home. My middle son has autism and I'd struggle going back to work. Yeah, see, I consider you a hero. That's the hero. Moms are heroes. My mom has struggled to get a good job for years. My mom is a PhD and she stayed home to raise my brother and I. And right now she makes $9,000 a year. $9,000 a year. Women shouldn't be ashamed of raising children. Nowadays, there's too much pressure. Exactly. This is what's happening to women, and it breaks my heart, is they're now told they have to do the role of men and the role of women. And that's impossible. Like making a child in your body, delivering the child, caring for the child, and being competitive in the workplace, it would be so difficult. And I get where it comes from, because there are so many years where women weren't allowed to do things. And that's bullshit too. You know, oh, this woman can't do this. Financially, we can't afford for me to stay home with the kids, but struggle with nursery fees. Yeah, that's one of the reasons Amy and I moved to Saranac Lake, is because the condo we lived in, it was a 2-bedroom condo. It was $5,500 a month mortgage. So she couldn't have stayed home with Walter. So one of the reasons we left Los Angeles was because she felt such an incredible bond to the baby. And I was fine with bailing on LA because things were starting to get a little crazy out there. And it's one of the best decisions that we've ever made, because the price of living is so much cheaper here and we have family to support us that she can stay home. I'm a single mom with UK benefit system, I'd be better off staying at home and not working. Yeah, sometimes I find myself thinking that I might be a socialist. Like, I'm like, I have no problem. I'll give up my money to help people. But what happens is it sets up a system where you're encouraged to stay home and not do anything. I'd give anything to raise my kids. Hubby's working musician, so I'm the steady wage. Good for you. Hopefully it pays off. But you sound great. And the most important thing isn't necessarily just always being home, but just being a good person. You know, my best friend is a single mom and she's my biggest inspiration. Yeah, single moms are incredible. And I think if I could help, if there was like a way for the community to help moms, I think that would have the best overall reward. Okay, we're going to analyze some comedy. We're not just going to be a crazy man. I'll be leaving a management role. Worry of mine of what I'll return to. Yeah, I know. I mean, I left LA a year ago. Under a year ago. But it's definitely taken a slight toll on my career. I'm not going to lie. Like, these are things you weigh, but I don't care. Sometimes I get envious. Like, I'll see people on certain shows that I know I would be on if I was out there in the mix. But life is short and nothing is more important than family. Nothing. And like near-death experiences or like financial catastrophes or great benefits, like when a lot of money comes in or a lot goes out, you realize what's important, and that's your family. I think moms should be paid a wage, at least until kids are in full-time education. I think that if moms want to stay home, they should get a mandatory amount. I think that that's the one area where we should just give money. Because, like, welfare, and this isn't a racist thing, because there's more white people on welfare in America than black people. That's what part of black, redneck, white, liberal is about. That this specific American culture is hurt by the welfare system. And it's mostly white people, just because there's more white people. But it doesn't even matter. Like, white isn't even a thing. Like, what white? Norwegian or Sicilian? They're fucking different, you know? But anyway, the one group that will benefit if you just give them money is moms. Because when they're at home with babies and infants, it literally is the best job they could do for society. Because that child will then have context, love. Like, when he reads an article or she reads an article, they'll know what the context is. Intention. There's a whole generation of people that don't understand intention because they didn't have parents. They were raised by the internet. And I'm not blaming their parents. I'm blaming the culture that tells everyone that we need two Mitsubishis in the fucking driveway, and the last thing we need to worry about is whether or not our child has human contact. It's the, okay, all right. We don't need more babies. I think so. Especially white ones. What's up? Just kidding. All right. So this is how this show, one of these shows starts. Less humans, the better. I'm a fan of humans, to be honest with you. So this is the host. This guy's already a problem. Ready?
We're super appreciate that you guys are into it. Really excited to be at the show. But please do keep the table chatter down to a minimum. I don't want to isolate anyone in particular. But,
you know. You see, like, he already is showing that there's a guy that's a problem. And I'm about to go up. This is when the podcast is fun, by the way. I know I will address social issues and be a soapbox guy, but, you know, that's fun. It gives people a release and something to talk about. I don't think a lot of people's voices are being heard in the media. People that are not huge Trump supporters and people that don't think Trump is Hitler. We're not really represented. The ones that are more, realistic about the situation. Okay. So here it begins. The guy starts to heckle. So I'm in the middle of my snap joke, and this guy just keeps talking shit, right?
More word. Every word after that is wrong. Say that. Establish the love. Establish the moment. Next Tuesday? Nice. Is that when your bail hearing is? I'm just kidding. I got just been saying shit the whole fucking night. It's alright. I got a fucking Jack Black dude on my side now, so.
Alright, so I'm establishing. You look like basic Hollywood actor. Yeah, I don't know what that means. But alright, so this dude just keeps talking, and he's really, really fucking annoying. And I want to just show the build to war. Because it starts so mellow and then it just keeps going. Oh man, I think I'm missing a clip. Or no. And his chick. Hang on, what do we got here? The single mom. Is he a racist? That's hilarious. I don't even know what racist means anymore. It's like a meaningless statement. I found that there is no political side that are snowflakes or cool. Because you're just as likely to have a total pussy sensitive asshole wearing a Make America Great Again hat as wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. There is no like group of people that isn't capable of being a total douche. All right, here's an example of a little irony. There we go. I'm usually nicer to the women hecklers, though.
It's okay. What's that, bud?
They told us not to say anything.
Do you understand the irony? One time I got a self-help book after going through a bad breakup, and it said, don't talk to your ex-girlfriend for a while, and I thought it was so profound that I called her and told her all about it. Here's a song. It's called.
See, I'm trying to just struggle through this. Like, this lady just goes, "They told us not to say anything," and I was like, "Do you not get the irony, lady? You're saying something." And then the joke I tried to tag it with was, "I once got a self-help book that told me after a bad breakup, and it told me, not to talk to her for at least a month." And I thought that was such good advice that I called her and told her all about it. Okay, so there's a few more things where, so I'm on a political rant, but it's not political, it's cultural. But if you guys want to listen, it's kind of cool. But it has to do with the guy. This is like what's pissing him off.
Because I tour a lot of
Oh, shit.
And college kids went from being really fun and they partied to now they act like a bunch of indoor cats.
You guys hear that?
And they don't make eye contact. They're offended by everything. I'm like, hi. They're like, that offends low. You know, and I can't stand it. But I try to do empathy exercises where I, like, put myself in other people's shoes so I don't get angry. And and I understand why they're the way they are. They're not weak at all. They have to deal with something I never had to, and that's having a childhood with the internet. My childhood was great because we didn't have the internet. We had a lot of open space. Quiet, you know, we're dumb, free. You know, my mom would be like, I'm like 8 years old. She's like, go play. I'm like, where? She's like, the park. It's only 3 blocks away. Like, you know, I'm like, when do I come home? She's like, when it's dark outside. My mom was a great mom, loved me. You know, that there's no. Then I'd come home though, and I'd be like, I'm missing a tooth. And she's like, what happened? I'm like, I kicked dirt on a big kid and he knocked out my tooth. And she's like, well, the lesson is don't talk shit to people. And that's how I learned that lesson. Another time I was like, Mom, I think I got molested. She's like, what happened? How bad was it? I'm like, not that bad. A guy told me he had candy in his pocket, but all I felt was like kind of a little bit of a wiener, and then I ran home. And she's like, you can brush that one off, but don't go near guys with sweatpants and Vans. I'm like, lesson learned. And that was it. You know, nowadays it's like, get inside, Timmy. There's Ebola in the grass. Because I understand why parents are protective, because we're given all the information now, and the world's a pretty scary place. You know, even though you're more likely... You know, Ebola did end up killing one total person in America. You're more likely to die from the hands of O.J. Simpson, statistically. He killed two people. So you're twice as likely to die from O.J. Simpson than Ebola, or bird flu, or Y2K, or the Mayan prophecy, or Ilian Gonzalez, or the dentist who shot the lion, or any of these fucking stupid things. Fucking... Or Trump telling Billy Bush that he could hypothetically grab a pussy in 1991 in a bus. Sorry, I was raised in the Cold War when they were telling us that we could be vaporized at any moment. So sorry, that doesn't really freak me out. I used to hide under a desk. And so we listened to Duran Duran and got into blow. And got through it. But so I do want to pass on the knowledge. So this is called advice for, don't get me wrong, Trump, I think Trump's a prick. But just focus on the money issues. That's way easier to take down tyrants. Focus on the money, not the fucking grab pussy Billy Bush shit. Because that's hyperbolic.
This is when things get weird.
You guys know what hyperbole is? Exaggeration. Dude, the fucking wall. Dude, my wife's dad was Mexican, and he ran back to Mexico. Good, because he was a prick, and then she got a good white stepdad. And I'm so glad the wall wasn't up because that would have kept him in.
See, I'm going to give you a commentary real quick.
Political, by the way.
One issue that I face is culturally, I sound very right-wing. Like, you know, like, try harder, you know? Brush it off. Don't talk shit if you don't want to get hit. But then I'm like, yeah, I don't like Trump. I think he's a dick. And then, so, like, people will be on my side. They're all right. It's kind of like South Park. I face that a lot. Like, no one's on my side. Hey, what's going on? Because I don't have a side. I'm not trying to, like, my side is just people. Like, I just want the best for people. And I just think Trump just sounds stupid. I don't care about his wall. But it's not, I don't think he's Hitler. Anyway, but this is when things get hairy.
I never vote. Fuck that. That's for fucking civilians.
voting for civilians.
You have to. Is it this lizard or this lizard?
I don't fucking vote. I don't care. Sorry, fucking Puff Daddy.
I'm gonna spend the day skiing and fucking. Alright, so anyway.
No one's laughing right now. People are getting uncomfortable.
Everyone's like, well, that means you hate. No, it doesn't. Doesn't mean that at all. Stop fucking tying everything to everything so no one can speak. Ha ha ha! Because the problem with the moral high ground is we all know that we're all fucked up. We all know that. When the lights are out at night, you're lying there. You're like, man, I'm fucking crazy. So when you take the moral high ground, you're not only garbage, but also a liar. But that being said, we do have to protect everyone in our society. Especially prisoners. We gotta let fucking drug offenders out.
See, no one's on board with this. Because I don't want...
Right? You guys don't give a fuck about those guys? People that smoke weed and they're 20 years in fucking prison?
I'm so against drug laws.
And you wonder why he fucking keeps stabbing someone 17 times in the Guinness record? Alright, here we go. This is called advice from lawyers.
Wait, why did I play that? The guy didn't heckle me there. I'm a fucking idiot. Alright. Because I warned him. I don't want to just play me destroying him because it doesn't... Makes me look like an asshole. Oh yeah, here's me trying... I'm trying to be positive. Because you can't hear what he's saying. He's constantly saying shit. Watch this.
And those are great things. You know? But the thing about women is... that's hilarious. They're not even materialistic.
Yeah, so the guy's he's still talking shit. And at that point, I'm just like, oh, okay. And I have a clip of him. I just want to... All right, I'll just show you the destruction. Because, like, I have a clip of him just yelling, this heckler. And I'm like, I make fun of how he can't drink and that all that shit. And it finally gets to a point where he stands up and he goes like this. And just watch this. I'm not reveling in this. Like, I'm not trying to be tough. It's just like, the whole world only talks to shit online. But I'm actually out there in the world with these people having to deal with it in real life. And that's why this online shit, I don't understand. Because people just say anything they want. I'm like, no, but you know you're wrong. And you know a mob of people would agree with me. But you fucking can get like 1,000 retweets because you buy all these robots. Like, we all know it's a fucking... All right, anyway, watch this. Watch what happens when you come at the fucking big bear.
If a girl says she's bi, do you seriously can't shut the fuck up? Because now I'm going on political tirades. I won't go politics anymore, but bro, I got fucking ADHD and I ran out of Adderall. I'm dead serious. I can't stay focused. If someone's like, blah, blah, I'm like, lion? What's that, bud? Is that you? Are you the guy? Holy shit, look at that guy. Look at that fucking loser. Your dick hasn't worked in 20 years. Look at you. Huh? Bro, I'm 6'7 and in really good shape and not drunk. Don't start the you kid me shit. I can literally knock you out with my dick. Like, I could piss in your mouth and you couldn't do anything about it. In front of your whole family. And they'd be like, why is that guy so much better than daddy? And it's like, because daddy can't handle his fuzzy navels. Daddy's the fucking... It's true, you kidding me? Bro, you literally look like the definition of like what a man shouldn't become. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I wasn't being mean, I swear. You deserved it. Because he was getting he gave me violent looks. The body language is this. I saw his peacock feathers go like that, but they're all limp. And I'm not even a violent person, but like, it's funny how the only people that talk to shit are the ones that would get blasted. Like, I have buddies that are MMA fighters, and they're like, hello, thank you so much. Like, the toughest people in the world are the nicest people. It's always the fucking nose putts. They're like, I have a fucking Subway shop and a franchise, and how dare you talk to me? I got a mustache full of cum. Okay.
All right,
let's call it advice song for millennials.
Yeah, it like the hypocrisy gets revealed in person. That's why I like doing comedy live. Because you can't hide. Oh, yeah, this is a Why Didn't They Laugh episode. Yeah, that's why I'm doing this. That's all right. Yeah, I'm going to upload it to iTunes in a bit. Like, the moral high ground is just like that guy. Like, because that guy was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Like, he was the textbook right-wing fuckhead. But you also get it. There is no wing that isn't fuckheads. And, like, the left has their moral high ground. And, like, growing up Catholic, we all knew that the creeps were the ones that were really judgy. The ones that said, like, oh, if, like, sex is a sin and, like, you know, masturbation is a sin and all this shit. Those were always the ones trying to touch the kids. So whenever someone's like, Donald Trump is literally Hitler, like, we have to protest and shut down the, like, they're fucking lying. And we all know it. And I'm defending Trump, who I can't stand, just because at least he's not the clergy. I'm 4'11". I'm safe, right? Oh, yeah. Okay, and then this is how I tied it in at the end. Hang on.
This next song.
Shit.
I promised someone very special I would never play it again. But he got kicked out tonight.
There's one other clip that I thought was pretty funny. But I could have eaten shit from that guy. That's the thing about hecklers. They can really derail you. Here's one that's... when black people heckle you, it's usually more playful. Do you change what you talk about in your stand-up when in different places like America, UK? Not really. Like, I'll change references. Like, in the UK, I couldn't reference Walgreens or... But people are people. You know, I think there's more of a difference between American cities than there is between a lot of countries. Like, I think the UK feels a lot like Denver. You know, it's like smart, liberal, but not like pretentious, douchey liberal. I love UK. It's like how liberals were in 2003 when I considered myself a liberal. I still consider myself one. It's just the liberals have changed so much that I don't even recognize them anymore. It's like, and that's how the UK is to me. Like, people are like good-hearted. Ireland's awesome. Fuck, man. Okay, where's this one? There's one that's really funny. You just see me struggle. Just struggling. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Hello. Hey, people. Thanks for sticking with me on this thing. We've had some consistent watchers on this Periscope, which is kind of cool, if you think about it. Because the production quality is not very high. I just keep turning my laptop. Okay, here's a black heckler. This is a different vibe. It's more playful, but I cut this to show there's one set where the piano was so fucked. Sure thing, man. You're a ledge. Oh, thanks. Is a ledge short for a legend? I'll take that. Some dude wants to see my legs. All right. Periscope just took a fucking turn down Gay Boulevard.
But people need help. I'm like, who needs help in this world? I'll tell you who needs help. Black people, that's hilarious. You don't have to be in the back of the room anymore. You know that, right? I'm just kidding. The people that need help in the world, by the way, not in sunshine. Yeah, you know how many white people get fucking skin cancer? I was talking to one of my black friends about that. I'm like, enjoy your sun privilege.
Pretty funny.
It's funny, you know. It's like one of my black buddies, we're having a debate. Like, it wasn't really a debate. It was more just a funny, casual conversation. But he's like, "Yeah, man, but you don't know what it's like to be black." I go, "But you don't know what it's like not to know what it's like to be black."
See, the difference is, like, black people at that point typically laugh, where some of the right-wing douches don't. Not that a lot of black people are super right-wing. When I say black, there's not enough words in the goddamn English language. I like to consider myself liberal too, but a lot of them have become hypocritical. It's sad. Totally. It literally is like all the LA celebrities. I was in LA for 12 years. I've watched these people do coke off like chicks' tits and like, you know, hiring midgets to be like fucking holding food at their mansions with walls. And they're the biggest ones that are like these social fucking calling out everyone as these like social pariahs. I'm like, bro, I know you. You think you can lie to me about what's in your heart of darkness? And I don't mind. I don't judge anyone doing anything. Just if whatever you know you are and you know what human nature is, don't fucking pretend that you can judge other people. Because that's what got us in this mess in the first place, was homophobia and racism and all this shit that got us in this mess. They're now doing again. Please help me. FBI surrounded my house and I have a gun. Oh, I don't know what that means. That's weirdness. All right, but watch this. Watch the keyboard. Sometimes I forget to do a sound check and it bites me in the ass. So watch this part. This is going to be a little boring for a second maybe, but if you like uncomfort, it's coming in a second.
That's the whole problem. There's too many perspectives. No one knows shit. You ever see like someone from San Francisco debating someone from Montana about guns?
This should be a thesis statement of someone's PhD program, by the way. Two perspectives, both right. Fighting to the death on social media. That's our life. Listen to this bit.
Both right. Like, if you live in a city with a trolley car, you don't need a gun. But if you live in a city with wolves and no cops, you fucking need a gun. Our country is huge.
All right, so this is 30 minutes later. I was thinking about putting this online. I just
don't
know.
That's not a wall.
For those of you just listening, this is very visual. Everything is falling apart on stage.
Hear that shit now? What the fuck is that? Is that the demo?
All right, so at this point, I'm trying to make the best of a terrible situation. So with the demo, I'm pretending I'm rubbing a woman's clitoris and doing coke and sailing on a sailboat because it just won't shut off. At this point, I just can't show the crowd that it affects me or else I'm dead. All right. No, you didn't miss anything. You can always listen to this on iTunes, by the way. All right, here we go.
It's taking away the power.
Now I have to move the whole keyboard.
I guess I had to move it against the wall because my openers needed a lot of space. Really express themselves. There we go. This will work. This will all work, guys. I promise.
The audio is a dangling microphone.
That's all right. That's literally fine.
The stand just broke.
Just put it in the hole.
Stand's broken.
Just like that. Just turn it a little bit. You tackle the next task. That's fine.
Stand broke again. Now I gotta move all of it. The whole...
Funny dude, go to the show. It's Oh, December. So you missed it, but I'm sure he was great.
Mic stand's breaking again, falling over.
If this were Facebook right now, I'd be like, the mic stand was Adolf Hitler.
More problems. I was thinking about calling that clip, I have more problems than black people. Because that was from the beginning, when the black lady said that black people have problems. All right, I think I'm going to start wrapping this up soon. Shout out to... Let me check out the shout outs. Do I got some shout outs? Hang on a second. Shout out to everyone who does Patreon. I'm guessing a few of you guys are on the Patreon site, because the cool thing about Patreon is I get to upload stuff that's a little more personal that I don't want on my podcast. Like, I just uploaded a conversation between me and my mom. It was like a full hour, because she's a genius. But I don't always like exposing, you know, family members to the masses. So, you know, Patreon's a couple hundred people that subscribe, a couple extra bucks a month. See. And I get to like post some other shit. And I do have a sponsor. I listen to that and she's brilliant. Yeah, she really is brilliant. Her brilliance is to a degree that's weird. And that's why I make sure that I get her out there to people to listen to. Did you see my Why Don't They Laugh hoodie I made? Stated many positive convos about you in Belfast. No, you made a Why Don't They Laugh hoodie? You got to send me that picture. That sounds incredible. A couple people have made Why Don't They Laugh stuff, but it's been a little while. This is hilarious. Roll on your UK dates, which are, so I can watch this live. What are your top three favorite apps? My UK dates are coming, I promise. It's just... It's a very frustrating process. I have people hitting me up to do their theaters, but you got to go through your agent. It's just kind of like how it works, and it's just slow and shitty. Do I know Ryan Swayze? No, I know Patrick Swayze. How do I get a Why Don't They Laugh coaster? Go to hugepianist.com. I still giggle every time I say that. I have no internet connection downstairs. Is that real? I'll tweet you the hoodie when we finish this. Don't forget Ireland. Well, I'm genetically half Irish, so I can never forget Ireland. Every time I look in the goddamn mirror, I see Ireland. Isn't like every American claim that though? Does that get annoying for you guys? Like every American's like, well, it's crazy because I'm fucking Irish. I mean, it just was just 7 generations ago. We, you start saying shit like we. You know, I'll talk to you guys for a bit. I'm going to shout out Blue Apron. Blue Apron sponsors the podcast. And for those of you that watch me and Amy make food on Instagram, they send you custom packages of food with like delicious fresh shit, and it's like they give you the recipes on how to make everything, and it's a real bonding experience for your family. I highly recommend it. That's why I'm trying to find this paper that kind of explains it better than my dumbass explains it. But blueapron.com/WDTL/Owen. BlueApron.com/Owen, and you get 3 free meals and free shipping and all that stuff. I can't say enough good stuff about it. I'm very fortunate to always have good sponsors. Like, I also have Audible, audible.com/beersopen for free 30 days. I just posted all the books I listened to this year on my Instagram, and someone wondered if I was hacked, because I've listened to probably 200 books this year, and people will write me like, yo, will you put up a book list? And then every time I do, it looks like I have like Asperger syndrome. So it gets weird. So I just took it down, because all I do is consume books like all day long. Will you be doing any more Instagram stories? Hell yeah. I do those all the time. Last night it was my brother's birthday, so we all went out and I did a couple Instagram stories. I did Amy and my brother singing Whitney Houston. That was both adorable and horrendous. I sent it to my sister and brother-in-law using your code, so thanks. Yeah, Blue Apron's insanely cool. They're just like, because I think like the more technological we get, the more we just start really valuing old-time shit, like cooking with your family. And that's like what's missing in our lives, is like simple stuff like that. You know, it's just like a family cooking and eating together. And just like focusing on like the meal. So here's my Blue Apron stuff. It's affordable. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. They usually use stuff that's like in season. Like, these people love food. Variety, tons of variety. You know, if you don't eat pork or something, or like you don't like Brussels sprouts because you don't want to travel to Brussels, and you don't like their sprouts, it's flexible, it's easy, and it's guaranteed. If you don't like it, obviously money back, new stuff, but I guarantee that's not going to happen. Check out this week's menu. I haven't looked at it yet. Amy usually is in charge of all that stuff. But it's, you get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Owen. That's my name, O-W-E-N. Or if you're German, it's Oven, but you got to say it intensely, like, Oven, get some fucking here. You love how good food makes you feel. I don't think it's in the UK, unfortunately, but thanks for asking. Audible is, though. If you like listening to books, 30 days free, and you can always cancel. audible.com/beersopen, because that helps our other podcast, Case Closed Beers Open. Because our podcasts keep growing, and I can actually make a living now, kind of, which helps me stay home a little more with my family, which is huge. And I just think it's a better connection to people, like people that want an alternative to CNN and Fox News and all this fucking soul-sucking garbage. In Ireland, we spell it E-O-G-H-A-N. Oh, no way. Jogan. Jogenheim. Jogan. You'll love how good Blue Apron makes you feel, how it tastes. And to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, don't wait. BlueApron.com/Owen. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. A better way to cook. My favorite way to cook is just real fire, though. How was last night with the fire and the big snow wall? It was amazing. So me and my brother and our two buddies built a snow wall and had a fire, and we practiced the ancient Dutch art of hygge, which is, you know, all the conversations, we try to make them very gentle and very thought-provoking with the intent of growth and comfort and security, warmth, little bit of danger, but a lot of compassion. And you can't say compassion without my two favorite words, come and passion. That's right. Holy crap, you look like Shane Dawson. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's good or bad. I've like in the past just been naively. Be sure to tune into my new series on Netflix, Bill Nye Saves the World. Oh, sweet. I love Bill Nye. I interviewed Bill Nye on this podcast. He's awesome. Cup of Lucy Connection. Uh-oh, will you scope with the boys? Yeah. We'll scope later. Today's my brother's birthday. It's funny, though. It's like I always love scoping with people and doing podcasts with people, but you'd be surprised how often people just don't want to do anything. Like, the only reason I have a couple hundred podcasts on the internet is because I'm willing to do things alone. Like, people are like my brother's one of the most creative, energetic, willing to do anything people in the world, and it's still sometimes you're like, let's pod. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, but I just discovered, you know, I had some weed. And because when your, like, livelihood depends on comedy in this type of shit, it's like you clock in. There's no way around it. But buddies, it's a lot easier for them to be like, yeah, man, I'm totally down. And then they just don't. And then they just don't. Not too late because it's 6:30 p.m. in the UK already. Nice. I got a big bushy head of hair. Do my periscopes go too long? I don't know how to periscope. I just like doing shit live so I can tell people that I'll pee in their mouth in front of their families and then the crowd erupts because they know I am alpha, I am king. And then I go online and some 12-year-old on Adderall breaks me down and fucking gets 2,000 retweets because he owns a bunch of fucking robots. Let's see anything else interesting. Should we check out the news? What should we talk about? I love them. Keeps me sane. Well, I know what I was thinking about doing is playing the entire Pink Floyd's The Wall on the piano. But real quick, let's review the news. What do you guys think is the most accurate news source? Let's have a little poll. Oh, The Wall is the greatest. The most accurate news. Oh, and by the way, patreon.com/WDTL if you want to be a Patreon member, a tribe member, be a part of the tribe. Fox News, BBC. I always thought BBC stood for Big Black Cock. Is that just me? I used to hate Fox News, and now I like them. I just like news that isn't all about the world is ending all the time. That's why I like Fox News when Obama was president was awful, because it was always like, this fucking Ethiopian is about to murder us all. And I was like, these people are liars. And now that Trump is in power, MSNBC has become Fox News. And now Fox News is like, another good news today. President Trump has made the flowers return. The flowers return to this hillside in Maine. And MSNBC is like, Donald Trump's hair has just fingered someone's pussy. Have I been watching the new series of The Jokers? Not yet, but I love those guys. RTE is always talking about Trump. Everyone's always talking about Trump. It's hysterical. The dude trolled his way to the kingdom. Okay, what do we got here? See, this is crazy. Under Armour made some huge mistakes that are turning into a nightmare. Under Armour isn't cool anymore, according to a recent analyst note. That's total bullshit. Under Armour's awesome. This is clearly bullshit. What journalist can say if Under Armour is cool? CEO Kevin Plank's comment praising Trump make it, quote-unquote, nearly... I know Kevin. By the way, I've done shows with the CEO of Under Armour. This is the first headline I saw. I've performed for Kevin. I know the CEO of Under Armour. This is why news can't fucking trick me. I know him. This is fucking bullshit. What am I reading? Oh, I just went to yahoo.com. Kevin Plank's comments on CSNBC praising Trump makes it nearly impossible to effectively build a cool urban lifestyle brand in the foreseeable future, according to the note by Sukwihana International Group, an industry research firm. Okay, so the source is an international group research firm. The Susquehanna does not think the brand will lose its deal with basketball star Stephen Curry. It simply cannot be good for business if the face of Under Armour spoke so poignantly against the CEO's comments as Misty Copeland and Dwayne The Rock Johnson did. Oh, God, this is so fucking dumb. Millennials and Generation Z want brands and retailers to be transparent about their stands on social issues. By the way, Millennials and Generation Z don't call themselves that, you fucking dumbass. In research to the backlash Plank's comments generated, Under Armour released two separate statements and a full open-page letter to the Baltimore Sun to clarify the words and come out against Trump's executive order on travel ban. Nobody fucking cares. Everyone loves Under Armour. Under Armour's amazing. If someone praises Trump as a president, that doesn't mean anything. I praise Trump as a president just because he's my president. I disagree with most of the shit he says. He's my president. What the fuck? I've had coaches I can't stand. Do I talk shit about the coach or you try and win games? I know tons of NBA guys that like Trump because Trump's an alpha competitor type. It's laughable how many black dudes I know fucking love Trump. This whole like racial division and gender division is completely invented. Okay, it's total fucking bullshit. Like, these dudes love that dude. Shocking image shows Kim Jong-nam's final moments after he was assassinated. I don't care. MMA fighter learns the hard way that you should never dance in the middle of a fight. It's probably written by someone who's never fought. Tell that to Muhammad Ali. Never dance in the middle of a fight. Pretty sure Muhammad Ali did that pretty effectively. Or Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva used to just fucking toy with people. Never dance in the middle of a fight, says guy who's never fought. Grieving army widow meets her husband's coffin at airport tarmac, leaving plane passengers in tears. That's a bummer. Much love to the military. Water officials race to release water from the Anderson Reservoir. Water officials are in a race against time to release as much water as possible. That's how I feel about cum, my own cum. Like, sometimes I'm in a race against time to just drain my balls of cum. I get it. It's like a reservoir where the dam has made just an overflow of just jizz. Hair regrows like wildfire in four simple steps. That doesn't sound like very good journalism. Trump isn't adjusting well to life in the White House. He's reportedly experiencing cabin fever, says guy who definitely doesn't know him. President Donald Trump reportedly isn't adjusting well to life in the White House after his first ... Trump cited a non-existent incident in Sweden. Trump returns. It's crazy. Is this like this in fucking England? That's why when I came back to America, I started realizing that all our news is the same shit. And I bet it's exhausting for people in other countries to listen to me talk from my point of view. It must sound like, what's wrong with you people? I bet in Australia it's like, another shark tried to bite me ding dong. Oh yeah, you guys had Brexit. If you're over 55, take this job and love it. Perhaps the best time to change up your career is when it's near the end. Close to 1 in 5 individuals age 65 and over continue to punch the clock every day. Work at Home Depot, apparently. I guess they're trying to already figure out who's going to take the place of all the illegal Mexicans. Two are suspected in case of girl found in northern Utah canal. Have you ever noticed people in Utah like kill a lot of fucking people? Police have taken into custody two people suspected of being involved in the case of a 14-year-old girl who was found injured Friday in an empty Smithfield canal. Wow. That sucks. Yeah, people in Utah are not scared to just take a chick and just fucking kidnap her and then kill her. Jesus. A lot of open space out there. Princess Beatrice of York hangs with Kate Middleton, but her style's on another level. Oh, that's cool. All right, what do you guys got? All right. UK have tried to stop Trump's state visits. Petition has left 1 million signatures. Yeah, totally. That's hysterical. Do they still take visits from, like, China? Like, Trump hasn't done anything that you can say goes against human rights. Nearly 2 million people have signed a petition to stop Trump. Yeah, but see, that's what I'm talking about, though. Is once you do that, now you can't have the leader of China come. Way worse. You can't have Indonesia's leaders come. You can't have people from the Philippines come. You can't have anyone except for, like, Swedes and people from, like, you know, those countries, like, Morocco. No, Morocco's fucked. What's a good one? Not Morocco. Where they have that car race? Marino, San Marino, I don't fucking know. Every country does crazy shit. Remember everyone thought the Swiss were really, like, perfect and everything until they found all that Jew gold? Yeah, I love Swedish people. They have a term for people like Trump, but maybe probably not a second. Oh, I like that. Monaco. Yeah, Monaco. So how do you feel about one princess dating an American? How do you feel about one of princes dating an American? I've nothing against Trump or anybody. I don't listen to news. Yeah, I don't. I just think it's no offense, British people, but you guys are probably responsible for the most amount of human atrocities in the history of the world. So, you know, like Africa and India, and the sun never set on the British Empire because they were killing everybody and taking all their shit. You know, the East India Company, it's kind of fucking horrifying. So, you guys were on the other side against Gandhi. So it's kind of tough. No, I know. America's fucking insane. That's my whole point. I'm not criticizing you guys. I'm responding to England trying to ban Trump. It's like, how about you ban... Like, you can't make a moral stance when you have so much blood on your hands. Someone said, wow, blaming us. No, I'm not blaming anybody. I think Trump should be able to go there. And I think you guys should be able to come here despite what we've done in the past or what we currently are engaged in that we may disagree with. That's my only point. I'm not blaming England. I'm saying it's England. I just don't like seeing people make hypocrites of themselves because I took a lot of like law classes, and because my dad teaches rhetoric and public speech and how to form arguments, those arguments will always bite you in the ass. One of the reasons I was, for example, the gun issue. The debate here is whether he should have a full state visit like Obama or just normal. I don't think it really matters. Whatever you guys want is fine. I get it, but banning him does way more harm for your cause. If you don't like Trump, the best thing you can do is not give a shit about Trump. Like this Milo, like that dude, banning him is what's making him famous. Taking a stand is not hypocrisy. It is. I promise you it is. Because you're not taking a stand against your own self. Right now, this phone was made by Chinese children. I'm not gonna... I'll take a stand against hypocrisy. People are tweeting outrage from phones they know were made in Chinese factories by children. Minerals mined from Africa in war. And you know that. And so for you to say Trump talked about grabbing a pussy in 1991 and being upset about it on your phone made cheap enough for you to afford, for the peasants, myself included, for the peasants to get this technology required the death of people in other countries. And until you accept that, you can't fucking lay judgment on anyone. An eye for an eye until the whole world is blind. We can't ban him. At the end of the day, he's a person who could anyway. Yeah, who fucking cares? It's like he has less power than people realize. Everyone needs to live and learn what has happened and has happened. Move on. Exactly. Exactly. People should be responsible for what they do in their life. You know? It's like saying, because what's next? Because in America, we live through the Ponzi scheme of social justice, where once you start giving, like once you start accepting certain things, South Park did an unbelievable episode on it, where they were told they couldn't show Muhammad in the cartoon. And the whole point was once you do that, now legally, you're opening the door for the Catholics, gay people, people in wheelchairs, people that are fat, people that are offended, people that now you shut down comedy, you shut down free speech. Once someone is allowed to make the decision over who can and cannot speak, now it's all over. Okay, perfect. I'll give you an example of a legal precedent that can bite you in the ass. Guns, right? No one likes, okay, guns. Everyone wanted Obama to be able to decide an executive order who could decide who could have guns and who could not have guns. And all the liberals were like, yes. And I said, be wary. No, but he's going to take the guns away from all the crazy people. That's not the issue. The issue is who gets to decide who's crazy. Okay, you had Obama, right? Now, the same law that could let him decide who's crazy, now Trump has that ability. Do you understand? That the expansion of power only hurts everybody. Because now the next person in power inherits the power. So if Obama could say, okay, this person is mentally deranged, we're going to take his gun. Great. Now Trump gets to decide who is mentally deranged. You see the problem? Now he can say liberals are mentally deranged. Mexicans are mentally deranged. Muslims shouldn't be allowed to have guns. That power transferred from Obama to Trump. That's the problem. Once you start banning speech, now you have set a precedent that someone gets to decide who can speak and who can't. That will only fuck you. Because right now you see Trump, this orange-haired buffoon, right? He's fucking saying bullshit. And everyone's like, oh, keep him out. Don't let him speak. He's bad, right? Now, that power is now instilled so that the next president gets the same one. You understand? What if the next president sees it the opposite? Sees it that that women shouldn't be able to talk, or that Muslims or Mexicans or people that disagree with them. Isn't that what's happening already? That if you disagree with a government's policy, you can now label those dissenters as Nazis. Facts are Trump is your president and we are leaving Europe. Fact. We cannot do anything about it. It's done. Yeah, and who fucking cares? Let him talk. Yeah, South Park is perfect. South Park is perfection. Because they show you how it's, you can't have one without the other. It's the yin-yang problem. That once, one of the reason that America is so riddled with racism with black people is because of, I'll explain. Obama, as I believe it, didn't stop. Exactly, he didn't. He didn't stop anyone. That was the debate, though. What I'm saying is the debate. When I, as someone who understands limiting guns is a good thing, legally, you got to think like a lawyer. What does that do? It's called a precedent. Precedent. Precedent is scary. When you start saying, okay, like a scary precedent that happened in the United States in the last few years was a kid was acquitted of a crime because he was rich. It was called, what was the name of that? It scared the shit out of me. It was called, what's it called when someone is really wealthy? The term is crazy. The kid who got off a crime because was affluenza. That's horrifying. Okay, so what it is, legal precedent is, like Roe versus Wade or Ferguson, Plessy versus Ferguson, like these things are important to know. Because what it does is, this kid kills four in a drunk driving accident, right? And he got off because he was so rich, he didn't understand right from wrong. Once that goes down as a ruling, now every lawyer can cite this case and say, well, blah, blah, blah versus the state of blah, blah, blah says, and now that's a precedent. Once you start the dominoes toppling, they topple. And that's the problem with limiting free speech. That's the problem with limiting Trump. Limiting Trump's speech, limiting Trump's visits, bad. Because the next person has to face the same shit. And now what it is people, that is a parent problem, should raise him better. Yeah, I know, but this is all legal. Trump's the first president we've had that wasn't a lawyer in so long. Most of our presidents are lawyers for this very reason, because it's all about setting precedents. And that's what we have to worry about. That's the worry. Oh, I know, affluenza is horrifying. But it's also horrifying with people you don't agree with. Like this Milo guy, staging a violent riot to keep him from speaking and seeing friends of mine that I know encouraging his book publisher to drop him is terrifying, because that can now happen to you. I'm very handsome. Thank you. I'll stop just ranting. I'm a fucking dumbass. Affluenza. Yeah. I'm not going to use this part for my podcast. This is just us hanging out. Trump trolled over remark about Sweden. That's the next top headline. Jesus, we're drowning in this shit. Swedes have been scratching their heads and ridiculing President Trump's remarks that suggest a major incident had happened in the Scandinavian country. Yeah, ranting is good for the soul. You're not, oh, and I enjoy this. Oh, thank you. I don't care if he comes or not. Total. Okay, here's what I think people should do. If you don't like Trump, if you ever walk by a homeless person that's crazy, and they're like, my mom lives on the planet of Mars, and she only drinks orange juice. Do you protest that person, or do you just keep walking? Keep walking. You don't even think about it. You think, whoa. If you started protesting that person, he would start getting followers. If you started saying, man, your mother does not live on Mars. And you go, my mom lives on Mars, man. My mom fucking survives on orange juice on Mars. And you go, according to the data, your mom does not live on Mars because it has not been terraformed, and orange juice cannot survive just on orange juice. And you go, you're the devil. And your protest would, okay, keep walking, but he isn't in charge of a country. I was saying this shit 2 years ago about Trump. No one listened. The constant, do you believe what he said? Can you believe what he said? You're his marketing team. Protesting something gives it validity every time. The liberals are violent protesters. Can you imagine? Free speech is essential. Preserve discourse. Exactly. Exactly. I don't like Trump. Totally. Would stop to hear this story. Sounds awesome. Totally. But protesting is their marketing plan. And right now, when change the subject. Nah, I'll say whatever the fuck I want. How's that sound? What'd you get Jason for his birthday? Free speech. My point is, people saying he's now in charge of the country. How do you think he got in charge of the country? Do you think it just was like that? Or do you think everything he said became a scandal that no one could believe and everyone was shocked by, right? Like, that will make people defend the homeless guy. And then conspiracy people will start being like, maybe there's someone on Mars. Maybe there's someone on Mars. Half of America did not want him. Half of America hated the other side more. That's the fact. I've met very few people that love Donald Trump. I know Trump supporters, but I very few people are like, we love this guy. People don't love him. They hated not him. And they just saw him as just someone that wasn't just going to keep... Agreed, he could only beat Hillary. Like, people shitting on their way of life. You know, in America, it's very common that people talk shit about Christians. They call them Bible thumpers, mouth breathers, you know, these simpleton, redneck, white trash, fucking retards. You know, these people are good people, and they're sick of that shit. Crazy people are the best. I pride myself on the craziness. Yeah, they're good for artistry, for sure. Is that the only reason he won? 100%. The only reason he won is because there was a group of people, a huge group of people that have been ignored for 30 years. And that's white working class Americans. There's no government programs. The media isn't really making, you know, Will Smith movies about the white guy who fucking runs to work every day to feed his kids. And they just... The racial divisions that occurred in America because of good intended programs, there's a backfire that really was rough. And I don't think anyone intended it. I don't think it was planned. I think that it was all from very good intentions. I think that people were trying to help groups of people. There's something called a war on poverty that happened in the 60s. And it's very similar to the war on drugs and the war on terrorism. It doesn't work. You can't have a war on human nature. It only ends in legislation that divides people. Did I vote for Trump? No, of course not. Like, me saying these things are not an endorsement of Donald Trump. That's why we're so fucked. Because you can't even, like, just, no, I don't know. I mean, looking back, I'm almost a little glad he won in a weird way, because imagine if we just kept going the other direction. Maybe if Britain stayed in Europe, America wouldn't have voted for Trump. Now it was inevitable. Bernie could have won. Bernie Sanders could have won. People didn't need right wing. They needed a difference. They needed someone to not be what it had been. It was a cultural vote more than anything. And Bernie Sanders could have won easily. Because people wanted an anti-establishment. And we got the wrong one. We got the one... you pay $500 for sex with me. I mean, I don't like Bernie Sanders' economic policies. I don't think you should punish rich people. That's insane to me. I think that, like most socialist countries, they're facing a lot of problems, to say the least. America's incredibly innovative and awesome because it lets people become billionaires. Ever see clips of media on election night? Yeah, I mean, I remember I was calling out, everyone I knew wanted Bernie, and everyone, do you think it would be different if Hillary was president? It'd be insane. If Hillary was president, things would be fucking bananas right now. I don't know which would be crazier, to be honest with you, because I think the entitlement of the left got to a degree that we now see, like they're protesting in a Democratic election, you know, not my president. It's, imagine if they kept winning like that. They would never realize that, like, you don't always win. Do I think Trump will last a full term? He'll be in 8 years. 8 years. He's not getting impeached. People are only reading what the people who don't like him are writing. Like, he's tons of people like him and are just not writing. Like, the thing about Trump is, like, he's a liar and a buffoon and a narcissist, and I believe he's dumb. But, like, what he's not fully lying about the media. Like, the media said that he got pissed on by a bunch of Russian whores, and no one even apologized. Imagine if, like, you wake up and you fucking, but the Electoral College was, I don't like the Electoral College, personally. But that was the game. That was the game. Yeah, Pence is more idealistic. He's an ideologue. He's scary. But, like, the game was winning the Electoral College. So Trump never campaigned in New York or California. Ever. Why the fuck would he? He won the game. It's like, no, Russia. He fucking won. Should take lessons from cartoons. Make a Teletubby present. But, okay, the media said that he got pissed on by a bunch of Russian whores. That's not true. That's absolute bullshit. The hatred against him from normal people makes his supporters stronger. 100%. 100%. They said he got pissed on by Russian whores, and they never apologized. Think about the lies they've said about him. Imagine if you're a family man, if you have a young son, right? There were people that make fun of his son, like writers I know, comedians I know, people that I respect that are funny are making fun of his son having autism, and everyone's applauding them. They're mocking his wife for being a whore and for being like, they'll put pictures of his wife naked and saying, like, calling her a slut and stuff. And I'm like, you're the party that's supposed to defend women's rights to show their breasts and be free. You can't have it both ways. And I'd love to hear any of your opinions the other way. Because it's a wild world when you live in a place where even people that agree on not liking the president... Oh, Rosie O'Donnell did that. What, you peed on her? You peed on him? Oh, Rosie O'Donnell, yeah. It's called slut shaming, and the left was very against it, right? Anti-slut shaming. That's the whole platform. You don't mock women for being sexually proactive like men. And I agree with that. I don't think you should slut shame women. I think that's crazy. It's a double standard. So then the same people started mocking Melania Trump. Is that her name? Because she had posed in Playboy. Like, that's fucking insane. I'll give you another example. When there was the gun debate, the left was all about showing how America's basically a war zone. All the shootings, all the deaths, all the shit. He's not against foreigners, though. Trump isn't against foreigners. He's against illegal immigrants. Do people not know what that... I really want to know what people think is happening. Because he's not... My wife's Mexican. Like, do you think that he's rounding up minorities? Like, he's not... It's laws in place he wants to enforce. The laws are already there. There's illegal immigrants in this country that he may or may not be for. That isn't an issue. The issue is the law itself. That's Congress. And by the way, that law was made by Democrats. Bill Clinton on tape is saying that we need to fucking... like build a wall. Like, it's there's no right party. Just don't be a hypocrite. My point about the guns. Okay, so they would say, you know, look at all these mass shootings. And I remember tweeting FBI stats that said violent deaths go down every year since 1940, and that's a fact. And they're like, this is bullshit, blah blah. And then once Trump did his crime bill, flip flop, everyone said, violence is going down. This is not a problem. There are no violence. This is racism, blah, blah. It's crazy. There is already a wall. I know. There's already a wall. There's already a lot wall. It's so fucking stupid. And there's a negative, like, there's less Mexicans coming in than there are going out. Do people know that? Do people not realize that Los Angeles is fueled on illegal immigrants? That all these, like, celebrities' homes... the children are being raised by illegal Mexicans. Their gardens are being cared for by illegal Mexicans. Their drivers are illegal Mexicans. The cooks in their restaurants, the busboys, are all illegal Mexicans. Why do they keep using illegal Mexicans? Because they can pay them less than minimum wage. Truth be told, I have no idea what's going on, so not really entitled to make an opinion. Me neither. My opinion isn't who you should like or who you should vote for or what policy you should agree with or not. My opinion is, don't be a hypocrite. You know, that's it. Just don't be a hypocrite. Think of what your ethics are. Do you believe in free speech? Do you believe in that people should be judged by their character and not the color of their skin? If a white person said that right now, they'd be called racist because they'd say, no, black people deserve blah, blah, blah. That was said by Martin Luther King Jr. All right, off the topic. I saw you open for the Impractical Jokers and thought you rocked. Oh, thanks. The problem with media is they only focus on what sells, not what's right. Totally. Totally. Am I a celebrity? No. I'm a comedian. You know, I'm a celebrity-ish. You know, I've been in a couple magazines and whatnot. But I'm not good at giving the people what they want. I think I piss off people sometimes because people get like, I got a core that like me, but I think people would be like, I don't know. I like debating. I like discussing. I don't hold grudges. I'm from a culture where, like, you can say whatever the fuck you think, and you can yell about it, and then you just have a beer, and it's over. It's not a big deal. This whole, like, identity politics thing where it's like, you're a Nazi now. And it's like, fuck that. No. Yeah, thanks. Loyal to the end, baby. That's how we do it. I should probably do something with my day-to-day and not rant. Most people don't care. But according to the... it's funny. I wanted to like do a thing where I just go through the news and we talk, and every single news story is about politics now. Oh, I love Q. Yeah, Q gets frustrated about this shit too. We like to fucking rant together. That's where I've seen you. Comedian. Yeah, I'm a comedian. What do you guys want to talk about? Let's not talk about this fucking depressing bullshit. Let me just write in good news. I just Googled good news. Yeah, I agree. It's good to discuss. I want to set a tone where you can discuss and you can be wrong and you can be proven wrong or proven right and you can switch your ideas and it's okay. Because I think battle lines are being drawn and that's scary. That's not good. Okay, Good News Network. All right, let's see what this is. The good news. Treatment has saved 77% of cancer patients needing amputations. That's good. 7-year-old applies for job at Google. Gets letter back from CEO. That's good news. B vitamins offer surprising reduction in schizophrenia symptoms. That's really good news. I should take those. Cop goes above and beyond for stranded student with busted car. What a good guy. I fucking love this. Goodnewsnetwork.org. Russian scientists have successfully slowed down the aging process. Wow. Iowa City is devoting 1,000 acres to saving honeybees. Ha! That's really good news. Shatner and retailer make sure boy with autism always has his favorite food. Ha! What a bunch of good people. Shirt containing $8,000 returned to woman who accidentally gave it away. Ah, that's kind of stupid. I would have kept the money. Heartfelt memories may be more effective than shaming to help smokers quit. Ah, I think shame works. Watch Russell Howard's Good News. Great take on depressing subjects. That's genius. I might do that. That might be my new thing, is I only do good news. Gene therapy could save thousands of dogs from muscle wasting disease. That's really good news. Businessman spends $20,000 to give U.S. troops in the airport a hot meal. What a good guy. That's the future. Yes. This is the future. There will be a flip. Just like Twilight became 50 Shades of Grey. Nobody fucks. Everyone fucks. The pendulum is going to swing until... Oh, it's a show in the UK already? Fuck. Well, that's good news, though. I love good news. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. I need more good news. Good ideas. Let's see some good ideas. Oh, my computer's about to run out of batteries. It's bad news. This backpack could guarantee your survival in case of any emergency. That's an ad. This doctor broke the law to engineer a better nursing home and the death rate plummeted. That's really good news. I love old people. They deserve some good shit. Yeah, I gotta do an American version of good news. She offered an armed robbery, a glass of wine, completely flipped a script. They probably fucked. Wow. A lady just gave some wine to a robber and then probably fucked. Kids are teaching grown-ups about kindness. Ha! That's really good news. 3 scientifically proven ways to be happier. Okay, I'm a little skeptical. Let's check this one out. Let's dive in a little bit here. All right, here's some good news. Until recently, I had no idea that you could fairly easily teach your brain to be happier. As most of us could have guessed, researchers have found that positivity makes us happier. Is good news fake news? Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have the future of my social media. I am going to be positive fake news guy. I'm going to make fake news that's positive and not political. That's going to be me. I'm going to make people believe that the world is better than it really is. I am going to do positivity fake news. Oh, yeah, I once ate 200 milligrams of THC and I fucking lost my mind. Started death, yeah. Research shows that we are happier and more open to possibilities when we notice the positive. Positivity has also been proven to cause people to be more successful. Luckily for us, there are simple, proven ways researchers have... I don't know, this is stupid. This is fucking... What are the ways? It says three ways. Continue reading. Oh, I have to go to Brad's blog. This is bad news. Yeah, but it's not even about helping anyone. It's about being funny. I think that's really funny. If I just start doing fake news that's positive and pointlessly optimistic. Where I'm like, researchers have just found a way to make your dick 5 inches longer. Or no. Kangaroos discovered on the moon. I don't know. What do you guys think would be some funny fake news that are positive things? Give compliments, keep a gratitude journal, perform a daily act of kindness. I don't know if I buy that. Can you give yourself compliments? Off topic, you should watch Black Mirror. Oh, I love it. Love it. Positive thinking has proven help. I'm a nurse, I know. Yeah, no, I like positive thinking. Positive thinking is good. But what about when positive thinking leads you to... All politicians give us fake news. You're not the first one. No, but like, what if I started doing obviously fake news? Like, obviously fake news. Like, cows have 2-second quicker digestive systems, making the countryside less like shit. That's hilarious. Yeah, like, I'm clearly lying. But it's like, just to put a smile on your face. What do you guys think of that? Where it's like, news break. Be like, tickle fight breaks out in high, Supermax prison. Everyone has high fives. I'm all about this. What about like, man confronts... Man, isn't that what the Onion does? No, the Onion is kind of like a comedic Black Mirror, where it kind of like shows you what the world really is. They're cynical though. They're funny as fuck, but it's cynicism. I want something that's like not aimed at teaching anyone anything or proving a point. No points, no teaching, just fucking good news, like. IKEA releases instruction manual that's really easy to understand. Or, hit me with some. What about, I'm having fun, thanks for cheering up my Sunday. Oh, no worries. Like posting motivational quotes, but not because you're an asshole. Yeah, but like I'm blatantly lying. Like, because I got to keep it funny, but like, I just, like, fake news right now is all about manipulating people. And you can see the same thing reported. And the side that wants it to go one way and the other way. Like, for example, here's some shit that's not political. Let's just never talk politics again. I fucking regret ranting a bit. Okay, like, they say hunter-gatherers all died at 30. That's, and so now we've, like, we live so much longer. It's kind of bullshit because they lived into their 70s and 80s, but a lot of infants died, so they averaged that in. So now people think that hunter-gatherers, like, the average one died at 30 when in fact they could live into their 80s. Or, like, handgun deaths in the U.S., more than 50% are suicides. So, shit like that. It's manipulative. So I want to do shit that isn't like that, where it's like, if you succeed, you'll get crowds of stupid pieces of meat. Isn't that what we all are, though? I'm a stupid piece of meat. Maybe that should be the title of my next hour. Stupid piece of meat. That's what I am. I'm okay with that. I see nothing wrong with that. Scientists say drinking sperm proven to cure cancer. Love it. Love that. Scientists... Yeah, like meat waste. Someone just wrote meat waste. That those two words shouldn't go together. Like, that really grossed me out. Lizard people get their own fashion show. That's funny. Feeding cows strawberries and chocolate makes the milk taste like milkshakes. I love that. You seem very passionate about politics, but it makes you change from funny to angry. I wouldn't say angry. I'd say passionate. Me and Amy have similar. She sometimes will be like, why are you angry? I'm like, I'm not angry. I just am really excited about this chair. Like, I'll get like this about chairs and like pants. Like, I'll be like, this fucking chair is going to change our lives. Like, I talk like this when I'm just fired up. It's not about anger. It's about like when there's just a spark in me, it just is like zzz. I get it from being a musician, I think. I think musicians are like that. I've known a lot of musicians, and there's like a thing where they just, it's almost like a flow, and they just start being like, they sound crazy. So I know how I sound sometimes. That's the Latino in me. Yeah. That's that fucking dirty, dirty brownness. Are you sick? You keep coughing. Yeah, I'm totally sick. I'm a sick fuck. I once came up with the idea for magnetic trees when I'm drunk. I like that. What do you think about this idea? Me and my brother came up with it. It's called Family Tree, where when you die, you get cremated, and then someone plants a tree over your ashes, and you grow into a tree. And then a cemetery is a forest. It's a good idea. Family tree. And then you can, like, see the your loved one. Oh, okay, anger. Change the subject. So what did you say? Oh, no, there's no anger. But you're the most interesting person of anyone I've met on Periscope. Oh, thank you. I didn't get Jason anything for his birthday. Because he doesn't like birthdays. It weirds him out. I just get him stuff. Randomly. My family didn't really celebrate anything. We just kind of like, I don't know, I can't explain it. Like, we didn't celebrate Christmas, but we celebrated Father Time. Are you younger than him? Yeah. We used to celebrate the solstices and the equinoxes and stuff like that. My mom's a hippie. What's my stance on hoverboards? That's kind of a funny question. What's my stance on hoverboards? I like them. I think there should be more of them. I think we should hover more. I think they would really make peering into people's windows more exciting. Like, you just see a peeping Tom or a peeping Thomas. And what's my favorite 80s film? The Neverending Story and Princess Bride are my two favorites. All right, guys, I'm definitely, that's going to be it for the podcast for sure. I mean, I am just fucking, this is way too long. I got to edit this down somehow.